T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now to talk some baseball. Let's bring Adam McAlvey in, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So first and foremost, Adam, where are you?
I don't know. Let me go walk over and look at the phone and see what it says.
Right.
I'm in L.A.
Okay. Just LA. I wasn't positive where you were at, so I wanted to be sure we got you first and foremost in the right location.
Yeah, I got Bueller Strasburg today.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a good matchup out there for a Game 5. You know, that's not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, because David Stearns was, he didn't say a lot, but what he did say, or maybe what he didn't say, might have spoke the loudest in a couple of different areas. First and foremost, they're going to take a hard look at shortstop. And that's something that, as good as Orlando Arcia's glove is, he said, yeah, it's an area we have to consider. Do you think that if another option comes up that, Orlando Arcia and that offensive output might be, better off in another area?
I do think that if they find some sort of other option, and look, they've been creative at shortstop. Even in the time Orlando Arcia has been here, they've been open to using players there that aren't traditional shortstops. I think they are looking at that. I Orlando Arcia came up. It was 15.
Mm-hmm.
The thought was that he would eventually be. He could be a middle of the order type hitter. The defense was what got him to the big leagues. And what got him to the big leagues at such a young age. And the thought was that the offense would come, but that the skills were there, that this guy could be someone that you really counted on as an offensive player. And it's not happened for him. And I don't know, after this many years in the league, whether all of a sudden that's going to change. And I think we saw this season at a couple of different junctures, they were looking for either to light a fire under him or to just find someone else who could play the position. And I don't know that we had seen that happen as much in the previous years. So yeah, I would say his hold is tenuous, and it's one of the positions that seems to me wide open this winter. There's definitely more question marks around the diamond this winter than there were last winter.
Is Travis Shaw back with his team next year?
Well, that's, look, you said he didn't, what David Stearns didn't say much, and you're right. He didn't really directly answer any questions in that session. That's not surprising. There's the style of this front office, and many of these, front offices now, is you don't make a decision until you have to make a decision. And it's not in, there's no benefit to him to saying at the 1st of October what he's going to do with a tender decision on Travis Shaw that doesn't come for months. But I think Travis Shaw is back, but I'm not very confident that that's right. Baseball is a game that can reward you for being patient with players who are down. And it seems so obvious, I think, to so many people who watch Travis Shaw, not just struggle, but really bottom out this season. Struggle as badly as a player can possibly struggle. I'm thinking about this baseball game I'm going to go watch at Dodger Stadium today. Justin Turner, Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, Rich Hill. Who else? There are players in this game today that similarly, bottomed out. They were cast off. Would the A's like to have Max Muncy back? Would the Mets like to have Justin Turner back? I mean, Justin Turner, you're talking about one of the best October performers in the game right now. So there is value in being patient with a player when they hit their low point, when they have the ability, if you believe they have the ability to improve. So that's the hard question the Brewers are going to have to answer on Travis Shaw is, was this just representative of the player he is now? Did his skills take a significant step back? Or was this a good baseball player who had a really, 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 really bad year? And that's going to be a question for their analysts who are looking at all the data they collected over the year, for their scouts who do it the old school way with the eyes, for their coaches, for Craig Counsell, what he saw from Travis Shaw off the field. It's going to have to be a team effort to decide what to do there. And that's why I'm going to say my guess is he's back, but I am not 100% confident that that's going to be the decision they come to. And that's going to have a big impact on the rest of their winter because, you know, third baseman, power-producing third baseman don't grow on trees. And if you're going to put resources towards filling that hole, because I don't think they have, you know, Lucas Ersig is kind of the guy behind Travis Shaw, but he didn't light it up in the minors this year. So if you're going to have to put resources at that position, you've also got catcher. We were just talking about shortstop. Obviously, you're going to bring in some pitching again. There's a lot of other spots where they're going to need some resources. And Shaw's spot is one where it's going to be in the millions in arbitration, but it's at least a number that you can be there's a little bit of certainty in the number, and it can be a one-year commitment.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, how banged up was Lorenzo Cain this season? Because offensively, it was a down year. And I just, you know, people said, well, it's the beginning of the end. He's getting old. And I just didn't want to believe that. It was like, look, this man, I think, from the very beginning, from the first day he crashed into the wall, I think had things that were kind of bothering him all season.
Yeah, look, I mean, how banged up was he? He was as banged up as I've seen a player who played in a long time. And he played a lot. And it's hard with him to know because when he walks around, when he's perfectly healthy, he looks like he's banged up. So that's kind of his style. So it's hard to know when he's, you know, actually hurting. But the man was hurting bad. And the really bad one, the one that ruined his season, or at least, you know, limited him from what he did last year offensively, was that thumb. You know, he had that the same sort of thing that Ryan Braun had where that nerve was inflamed. They got it treated in, was it June, with a shot. And I think that was pretty good the rest of the way. But by then, I think the habits had been developed in a bad way. The numbers were down to the point, like, he just couldn't recover from it. And it sort of, I think, colored the rest of the season. And then, oh, by the way, his legs just kept getting hurt. The rest of the way. That knee was really bad for the final 2 months. That ankle was taped as much as you can possibly tape up a human being at the very end. And yet, you know, that game in Denver, if they win that Saturday night game in Denver, that's one of the best individual performances I've ever seen from a Brewer, is the game where Lokane made the two incredible catches in the outfield. He pulled back a tying homer. It's the game where he got hurt sliding into home plate.
Right.
He gave everything in that game. It was an inspiring performance. They lost the game, and I think, you know, and he was hurt really bad. So some of the shine was taken off the performance by the outcome. But that man played through a lot. And more than anyone, I think, on the whole team really needed the offseason to get – just healthy again. Hopefully those three kids let him get healthy and he doesn't have to run around so much that he, you know, comes into camp next year not feeling strong. But look, you know, beginning of the end, that's fair. They signed a guy to a 5-year deal in his 30s and players decline in their 30s. There are reasons that went into the Brewers believing that he has a lot of baseball left. He was a guy who came to the game late, for one. So I think they're hopeful that his legs are going to be fine. He needs those legs going forward. But it's a fair question if you're on the pessimistic side to ask whether Lorenzo Cain is on the downside of that career. Obviously, with 3 years left on the contract, you know, that would be a bad thing for the Brewers if it comes this early. They want you know, another good year or two before you start having to deal with trying to replace him.
A couple more things before I let you go. We're talking with Adam McCabe of Brewers.com and MLB.com. You had mentioned, you know, pitching. Now, David Stearns didn't get specific as to what they're going to do, but, you know, I said again last night, I want to see the business plan based off the baseball plan and not vice versa. So you tell me what you think that this team has the capability of doing or is looking at going into the offseason.
Well, I think it, like I said before, I think it depends on where you want to put your resources, because unfortunately it's not like you want to bring in a top pitcher on top of a perfectly constructed roster and off to the races. They've got other things to figure out with Moustakas and Grandal being free agents. I think there's some interest in bringing either guy back, but that's not going to be easy. I don't think you're going to get that done on 1 year deals like you did last year. Third base, you got to figure out, you know, left field eventually you're going to have to figure out. Ryan Braun going into the last year of his deal. And then you get to the pitching staff. So there are issues, I think, around the roster. And it's just going to depend on where they feel like they want to put the resources. So, look, I don't know if they're going to go into another season with the idea of this pitching staff built on depth rather than strength at the top. That's been the strategy the last 2 years. It's gotten them to the playoffs. It has sort of got them there where it's an all hands on deck approach. You know, can you win a World Series with that approach? Look, I mean, I have a hard time answering that yes or no right now, sitting here in the middle of October, but I just think that's one of the questions they need to ask themselves of whether this is the winner that you go out and try to get a number one guy at the top of your rotation. That's very much easier said than done. If you want to commit $200 million to Gerrit Cole, that option is available. But it seems to me like that is an incredibly risky option for whichever team does it, and especially so a team like the Brewers, where the payroll is – you know, look, they're pushing their payroll, but it's not going to push to the level of the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's incredibly risky to put all those dollars into a pitcher and leave yourself exposed to other positions. So I don't know, Bill. I think there's definitely room to bring in a free agent starting pitcher. I don't know if it's going to be like the stud of all studs. And then you need Brandon Woodruff to be healthy. He looked great this year. And you need development from your internal guys. And I keep coming back, I feel like, when we talk to Corbin Burns. I think Corbin Burns is a huge player for next year. If he is as good as his stuff is, they can be very good. He can be a great starting pitcher. But it didn't play this year for whatever reason. And they're looking at that, and Burns has, you know, spent a lot of time working on that to get back by the end. But I just feel like he is the one of the wild cards going into this winter. And, you know, if he is good, that's a nice top two on your rotation. But, you know, look, I there's definitely room to add a starting pitcher. And I think they're going to be involved in a lot of those guys this winter. This might be the winter where they actually add a big guy.
Always good, Adam. Go enjoy the game out of Dodger Stadium. Have a big dog, and then we will talk to you when you get back, okay?
All right, Bill. Sounds good.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Adam McCabe kind of breaking down the end of the season, and I tend to agree with a lot of what he just had to say. We'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.